let's talk about personal responsibility. Let's talk about the community involvement. Let's talk about why this took place. Let's talk about the fact that someone knows who these three people are. Someone knows where these people stayed last night. Someone knows that there was a white car that they've been driving. One of them have been driving. Someone knows that. Now talk about the community working, talking about the community helping us out. Talk about personal responsibility, community responsibility. Let's talk about the fact that there's a mother that will not let her child talk to law enforcement. That was there. There's a witness at this situation, and they would not let her talk to law enforcement.
So this guy sounded pretty frustrated yesterday, and I think I can understand why. That's Sheriff Chip Simmons, and I don't normally play a person to that person, but I thought that your comments yesterday at the press conference were so, appropriate and also vehement that I wanted to talk about this obviously quite a bit. Sheriff Chip Simmons, Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons, is here in studio with us. Sheriff, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News. Hold on just one second. There we go. Good morning, Andrew. Oh, I still cannot hear you. What's going on with these mics? Gotta say it one more time.
Yeah, I'm only good for two good mornings.
Okay. No, that's me, man. Why don't you switch over to the other mic over there? That one's not picking you up very well today for some reason.
Good morning. How are you?
That's so much better. Cool. It's good to discover the equipment doesn't work when you first use it.
That's my favorite mic.
Yeah, no, I know. You like that one. All right. So frustrated, I think, would be an understatement.
I think there's room for a little frustration. I think that there's room for that whenever you continue to talk to the community, continue to talk to these people about what's taking place. I think my if there's some frustration there, and those are your words, but if you're frustrated with violence, call me guilty.
Right. You know, of course.
And if you see what I see, if you hear the backstories and you hear, you know, like I was talking about the mother that wouldn't let her child talk to law enforcement. That can be frustrating because these are the same people that will expect us. How come you haven't solved this crime in an hour and a half or 2 hours? Because the men and women of the sheriff's office are out there every day just busting their butt, doing what they can to keep our community safe and to make sure that the people that are responsible for these types of things are you know, brought to justice. And so there was some frustration there because I want people to understand, you know, I termed it, now is the time we would ask for community involvement. Now is the time we would talk about community. And sometimes you get, you know, we do that a lot. You know, you don't get tired of it because it's things that have to be said. But sometimes I think that you can continue to say these things and for some reason it doesn't resonate with some people, resonate with some people.
You know, and I totally get the catch-22 that, you know, why haven't you solved this crime that we refuse to help you solve? You know, I get that. Just to play devil's advocate, though, you know, if you're in a community where you're worried about your safety and your kids' safety all the time, and this is the kind of stuff that's happening, there is a part of me that kind of can see why a parent would feel like she's protecting a kid from being identified or whatever. And we know that ultimately that has to change, but how do you persuade them to change that? How do you get that buy-in that, you know, man, if we would just cooperate, we can actually solve a lot of these things, but us not cooperating is the problem.
Yeah, well, our job is to go out there and investigate the crime. And when we get out there and we try to talk to people that witnessed something take place, whether it is at this specific location or another scenario, we need to get the information. And we talk to people and if people don't want to help us out, then it's not that it will, you know, cause us not to be able to investigate, but it will certainly hamper the investigation. It makes things more difficult. And again, we always push for people to tell us what they know, even if it's Crime Stoppers, even if you're concerned about some kind of retaliation, if there's an involvement that only you would know. And if the information came out, we're not going to put an 11-year-old child out there on the stand to point out someone typically. If it happened in a house, then there may be no choice for that. But my point in saying all of the whole press conference was that someone knows or knew something probably before this even happened. Someone knew that there was a stolen vehicle that people were driving around in. Someone knew that they all loaded up in there. Someone knew these people. There's a driver. There's four people. And then they ditched the car. So someone knows how they got a ride back. Someone knows what they did. And my comment at the press conference was, wait a second, if all this stuff is retaliation and you don't know anything about anything, how do you know who do you retaliate against? So my point is, and what we all know, is that they know who did it. These aren't random acts of violence. This is a targeted drive-by shooting or ambush again.
And you're talking about groups of people who all talk to each other and share information, and everybody knows everybody's business, and then all of a sudden something like this happens and nobody knows nothing?
Yeah, well, we get screenshots periodically from Facebook, and so people do know what's going on.
Yeah.
We get word from people, and they're probably pouring in now. Oh, we heard this person did it, or this nickname did that, nickname did it. So people do know, and we do get some information. I'm not saying we don't get anything. I think my frustration was more or less that it actually happened, and that this time it even injured an 11-year-old.
Right.
And because these people don't care. These guys do not care about who they hurt whenever they set out to do these things.
Is the barrier to people talking to you, is it they're scared? Is it they don't trust law enforcement? They don't want to talk to cops? Like, what is the actual thing impeding? Because what I was thinking is, if it's that they don't want to talk to cops, would there be an opportunity to, I don't know, bring people in who aren't cops to talk to them? Or, you know, I mean, even dumb stuff like I'm thinking, well, if they don't want to talk to white cops, you know, would they be more willing to talk to black cops? I mean, I'm just trying to, is there any creative way to solve the problem, or is it they're just scared?
Well, I mean, that's why we have Crime Stoppers. And we mentioned, right. I mentioned Crime Stoppers a second ago, and I'll mention it again. It's anonymous. You can pick up the phone, and we can't ask your name. In fact, if you give us your name, we can't use the information.
Do they know about that? Yeah, do they know that it's really protected?
There's Crime Stoppers. There's student Crime Stoppers. And we keep telling them. Now, there may be a distrust amongst anybody.
Right, right.
But I can tell you, it's not even operated out of the sheriff's office. It's through the attorney general's office. So there are so many things that protections in place so that people can't find out who it is that's giving the information. And, oh, by the way, you can actually get some money. So if you're not in the car with them, but you know what's going on, you make a phone call, and if that call leads to an arrest, you could be eligible for that cash reward. Those are very important things. Let me get back to what you mentioned about, do they not trust law enforcement? If you recall, back in the 80s.
Can you hold the thought for just a second? Let me just get a quick traffic report from John. Go ahead, John.
If you're traveling on I-10 eastbound, starting around Pine Forest Road and heading east, we're seeing some major, major delays in that area past 29. It's about 10-15 minute delay, so just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks, John. Sorry, Sheriff, I kind of interrupted you. Go ahead.
I was going to say, back in the 80s, there was this, let's have cops and kids and get together so that there's not this distrust of law enforcement. In the community that we get out all the time, I don't know that there is a distrust of law enforcement. We try to be as transparent as we possibly can with everything that we're doing. Mm-hmm. So I know there's a distrust. I think there is an unwillingness to get involved. I just think it's, you know, that they there is there are people that just don't want to get involved. That's someone else's business, someone else's family were the victims, and I'm just not going to get involved. I don't get a call and say, hey, they just don't trust law enforcement, so they're going through this intermediary.
Okay.
I don't get that. I think that we're out there in our community so much that I think people have an opportunity to engage with law enforcement without having, you know, being a witness to an event. I think that there are things that that we can continue to improve on. I mean, we're always looking for ways to improve.
So it sounds like
I don't think it's a distrust. I really don't. I think it's just an unwillingness to get involved. And I my assumption is that the people that see something and they don't say something, it can be either that they're worried for their own safety, as we talked about, maybe go through Crime Stoppers, or they just don't want to get involved.
So it's instead of. So when you said personal responsibility, what you mean is like community responsibility. Is the some people walk through a park and there's trash on the ground and they pick it up and they throw it in the trash can. Other people walk through the park and there's trash on the ground and they leave it, and then other people add to the trash, right? And sounds like what you're saying is that it's a common enough thing where people, I'd make the trash doesn't affect me, I'm just not going to deal with it. I don't want to be involved.
You step
in all
over
this.
It, right?
Yeah, as opposed to, we need you to start help picking up the trash.
Well, I think there's a couple things there, and my comment was that if you start thinking, okay, why is this happening in my mm-hmm. community? Well, the people that did the shooting, they're responsible. They're the ones that are responsible. Let's
right.
point the finger at the right people.
Right.
They're the ones. Don't point the finger In this situation, at least, don't point the finger at the school district or at the county or the sheriff's office
or the basketball game
or the bias. Don't blame the basketball. Blame the violent crime, but specifically blame the people that did it. The people that load up with weapons and decide to just shoot into a group of people because you're mad at one or two particular people. Blame them. Let's hold them accountable. Let's hold them responsible. And if we do that, not just from a law enforcement standpoint, but from a community standpoint, if the community as a whole says, hey, you know what? Little Johnny is the bad guy. Mm-hmm. Let's do what we can to stop little Johnny collectively. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that in the pulpit. Let's talk about that at schools, at the dinner tables. Let's talk about that, hey, to our kids and say, do you know this person? Because I think that person is doing up to no good.
Yeah.
Let's start having that. Let's raise our level of acceptance in the community, so that there is some peer pressure to avoid that sort of thing and to let people know, hey, that's not cool in our community, and we're not going to have any of it.
Did I also understand Commissioner May correctly that the Wedgewood Community Center is shut down till further notice? Is that what he said?
Well, there was a lot here. Again, you have 7 people that are injured and 2 people deceased.
Yeah, I mean, it's a mass shooting. There's a lot. I mean, this is probably going to wind up, sadly, being national news, I would think. Yeah. You know, with 2 people killed and 5 people wounded and a kid and, you know, outside the community center while they're, you know, shooting dice out under the awning or whatever.
Right. So there's a lot there. We're and it's not really mine to unpack. This is, you know, for the county to decide, hey, who organized a basketball game? Did the basketball game have anything to do with it?
Right.
Is the basketball game every week? Did they know it was a basketball game? Is the basketball game also the dice game that was taking place?
Right.
Is the dice game taking place every weekend? And I don't have the answers to all of that. That's not something that the sheriff's office would be organizing. So I think the county's going to take a look at that, and I think they're going to have, in my words, a stand down. Let's evaluate what we have here, because we talk a lot about who's organizing these events, and are you having the proper safety protocols in place?
Because it's often gatherings, and you've many times it's the gathering.
We talk about it all the time.
It's you get enough people together, and somebody looks wrong at somebody's girlfriend, or somebody said something to somebody at a party 4 weeks ago, or they did a crime, and now they found out these people are here, and we call our buddy to come. Yeah,
right. You can go back. We had one at the Boys and Girls Club where deputies were attacked. We had an open house party where someone was shot and killed. You have this thing where, again, it's another gathering. We have these signs I had made up for this special event location to charge people double and hold the organizers accountable. And so we're working on that from a law enforcement perspective. But I think that and I'm not putting words in Commissioner May's mouth, but my understanding is they're going to say, hey, let's find out how this thing was organized. Because while I don't know all of the details on how an association of some sort can start to run an entire community center, I don't know what involvement or oversight the county has. And my understanding was that's what Commissioner Webb was looking for. Let's stop and look back at how we're doing things so that we don't have this type of.
And meanwhile, your agency, as you've told us many times, you have started to change your response to things like the car thefts. You're actively pursuing car thefts because you know they're so tightly connected to felonies and homicides. And you had a car chase wind up in a telephone pole. And you got the perpetrators, right?
Well, let's talk about that. If you recall, a couple of weeks ago, we had someone steal a car and shoot a lady that's 70 years old and sitting in the front yard. That was a stolen car. Mm-hmm. The white car that I talked about yesterday that was recovered was the white car. It was a stolen car from a month ago. And I've been mentioning for months now that they're stealing these cars, hiding them away in places and using them when they want to. So they're driving these stolen cars. So I have, yes. I've told my deputies that if you can catch a stolen car, go ahead and stop it, which means pit it, turn it, whatever you got to do to stop it, because I don't want it to get going fast. I don't want it to go running through red lights and endanger others. So that's what happened. The stolen car fled and ended up crashing into a telephone pole. In this situation, there were 3 people in it. 2 of them stayed, and one of them fled, and we have not yet arrested that individual. But that's what we're doing. We're trying to clean up our community, and I do know, And I've just given you examples of the correlation between stolen cars, drive-by shootings. Again, I can give you those. I can give you 2 of those examples just off the top of my head.
Yeah. So solving the problem at one of its sources, which is the stolen automobile. And we didn't even have time to talk about the horrible story of a mom apparently murdered, stabbed and shot. And this is, you kind of added that as a, oh hey, did you also know? I mean, it was a really bad day.
Well, yeah, it was a rough day. But that case, they had someone from out of state calling the Pensacola Police Department and said, "Hey, this friend of theirs is just said they killed your mother." So and then the address was in the county, so we took it over and started figuring out what's going on. Ultimately, found the mother had been shot and stabbed over a dozen times. End up arresting him for that. So that's kind of some weird, domestic violence.
Yeah, completely unrelated. These are the things you guys are responding to all the time. Well, Sheriff, I appreciate the work you're doing. The various things that you're trying to do to be more effective, and I sympathize with you the frustration at trying to get cooperation from people who are just not willing, or not interested enough to cooperate. But we'll talk to you again next week. Thank you, as always, for the time. Thanks for doing what you do to keep us safe. I appreciate it, sir.
You bet. Y'all take care.